Pete.
Hi there. So on to number four now, vibration safety.
Okay.
So
right.
This is to do with the little picture that's out of ISO 26301.
Right.
It's the only ISO standard out there that looks at vibration safety and human thresholds and set thresholds. So there's obviously a few things. There's the three main types of vibration that most people think about: non-harmonic vibration, such as truck driving, hammer drills, things like that. Then there's harmonic whole body vibration, high intensity, such as something produced by the power plate, and then obviously low intensity vibration is produced by the Maradine device. Could you have a bit of a talk about those different types of vibration and the safety implications of the three different types?
Right. So the LIV device is designed to deliver a safe and ideally effective mechanical signal to the standing human. And to be perfectly frank, we are not the first people to investigate the use of vibration. And in reality, more than 99% of the scientific literature on vibration is studying how these high-frequency mechanical signals are actually dangerous. They're actually considered pathogens to everything from blurred vision, hearing loss, white finger disease, even to the point that they are considered contributory to percussive injuries of the brain. But the what is studied most, as it turns out, in the transportation injury industry, is the contribution of vibration to low back pain. So truck drivers, helicopter pilots, et cetera, have a high incidence of low back pain, and vibration is considered to be a source of that. And from that came an international standards organization advisory called ISO 26301, which gives human thresholds for exposure to vibration. And that depends on the intensity of the vibration and the frequency of the vibration. This advisory comes out with how long you can be exposed safely to this vibration. And it turns out that if it's really, really, really small vibration, like standing on a factory floor where there's lots of machines going around, you're relatively safe for 6 to 8 hours per day. But if you tend to be using a big jackhammer, that you want to be very, very careful of what this might do to your musculoskeletal system, other organ systems. Meanwhile, in the exercise world, there are whole body vibration devices that come out that are basically somewhat immune from the occupational health and safety world, because these devices are considered to be voluntary, and that you can go to a gym and stand on a device and get subject to a 10G, that's 10 times Earth's gravitational field, at 30 cycles per second. And you can imagine that you're going to be magically turned into an Olympic athlete. There is certainly very valuable scientific studies shown with these high magnitude whole body vibration devices that show that there is both acute and chronic benefit to the musculoskeletal system for using this. But you have to ask yourself, because these so far exceed the ISO 26301 advisory, if the benefits outweigh the consequences. For example, a trainer who might use a whole body vibration device will make sure that the subject standing in the device bends their knees. Now, to some extent, that's to make sure that your leg muscles are basically seeing a lot of the mechanical signal, but it's also to make sure that this mechanical vibration is not transmitted up to the brain or shaking the brain around like you were standing on a paint shaker. Meanwhile, the LIV device, which is at 0.4 G and lower rather than 10 G, so we're 40 to 50 times smaller than a whole body vibration device. When you put that up against an I-2631 advisory, we are considered safe for up to 4 hours per day. So even though the LIV device is usually prescribed for up to 10 minutes per day, we're considered safe for 4 hours per day. And that's in quite some contrast to a whole body vibration device that's running at 10G at its low setting and 18G at its high setting, isn't considered safe for even 15 seconds per day. So I personally believe that there is a lot of confusion about the difference between the LIV device, the low intensity vibration device, and these devices you might find in a gym, a whole body vibration device that has these very high magnitude outcomes. But I think it's very important to understand the distinctions between the device, in that in one case, there's a great amount of scientific support for the safety and efficacy of the device, the LIV device. But once you get into mechanical signals that are 3G, three times Earth's gravitational field and higher, there's quite a bit of scientific literature that starts pointing to the risks of thinning these devices. So the take-home message here is that not all vibration devices are treated equally. Not all, each of them are necessarily as safe as the other, and please don't confuse the two.
That's great, Clint. And you mentioned before that, and you explained before that, that 50 hertz is no better than 30 hertz when we're looking at the frequency. Is there any studies that show? I understand that the safety concerns, but if we take the safety concerns aside, are there any studies that show that, say, 30 hertz but at a higher amplitude is better than the very low amplitude of LIV?
So, in the bone literature, there are, again, a few studies that have actually looked at sort of 6 month exposure to whole body vibration at 8G, 10, and 10G signals. And they do show, as it turns out, a very, very similar bone response to the LIV device. And so to me, from a scientific perspective, that shows that if you subject the skeletal system to these higher frequency mechanical signals, that amplitude is not as important as frequency. You're getting the same endpoint. Perhaps the bone is responding as quickly as it can, or perhaps frequency is more important than amplitude. So it's interesting that a signal that's 50 times higher than an LIV device is ending up with the same, essentially the same outcome. And so you could say, okay, so why not stand on a whole body vibration device? Because remember that you got to make sure that when you're introducing an intervention to the human world, that the benefits outweigh the consequences. So at the LIV level, there have been no serious adverse events reported in any of the trials that we've run. But at the whole body vibration level, when you're loading somebody, exposing somebody to 10G of vibration, there's a huge body of work that say that chronic exposure to these vibrations can ultimately be dangerous to a number of physiologic systems. So why take the risk?
Exactly. Yeah, that's great. Cool. I'll buzz you back.